A groundbreaking genetics research project at the Hatfield Center in Newport, Oregon, has been meticulously documenting genetic changes in age zero cod populations near Kodiak, Alaska. This extensive study, spanning from 2008 to 2024, specifically focuses on specimens collected from Anton Larsen Bay, where annual beach seine surveying has revealed intriguing shifts in size distributions since the marine heatwave era, transitioning from unimodal to bimodal patterns. The research team implemented a comprehensive tissue sampling protocol, beginning with careful specimen preparation. Fish samples were methodically thawed, either in refrigerated conditions or using ice packs, to maintain tissue integrity. When dealing with specimens frozen in blocks, they were submerged in room temperature water while still contained in plastic bags. The selection process specifically targeted both large and small fish within each year's samples, with particular attention paid to specimens located in the middle of frozen blocks to minimize potential thaw-related degradation. The measurement protocol involved recording total length and wet weight for each specimen, with exceptions made for 2022 and 2023 samples that arrived with pre-existing individual measurements. These fish had been individually bagged and identified in the field, allowing researchers to transfer their data directly from existing spreadsheets. The tissue collection process was particularly precise, involving tail bisection, followed by careful skin removal and extraction of approximately 20 milligrams of muscle tissue, which was then placed in lysis buffer from the DNeezy blood tissue kit. To maintain sample integrity and prevent cross-contamination, researchers implemented rigorous cleaning procedures between samples. This included soaking instruments in bleach solution, multiple rinses with deionized water, and ethanol treatment. The preservation of additional tissue types, such as liver and organs, was considered for potential future research needs. The laboratory processing schedule was carefully structured over several days in January 2025. The first day, January 14th, focused on processing samples from 2008, 2012, and 2013, with 92 fish dissected and prepared for overnight incubation. The following day saw additional processing of 2008 samples, which required supplementary treatment due to quality concerns. The team processed samples 97-175, covering both 2008 and 2014 specimens. By Thursday, January 16th, the focus shifted to post-heatwave samples, with particular attention to 2022 and 2023 specimens. The team also began processing fin clips for ecotype studies and sex assay development in both Pacific cod and walleye pollock. The final day, January 17th, was dedicated to DNA extraction procedures and quality analysis using the DNeezy kits and qubit quantification. The sample distribution across the study period provides a comprehensive timeline of genetic material: 45 samples from 2008, 44 from 2012, 46 from 2013, 40 from 2014, 46 from 2016, 20 from 2019, 53 from 2021, already sequenced, 44 from 2023-2022, and 46 from 2023. This distribution ensures adequate representation across pre-heatwave, heatwave, and post-heatwave periods. Additional research components included specialized studies on ecotype variations and sex determination. The ecotype study examined 32 samples, equally divided between deep and shallow caught juveniles, while the sex assay development utilized 36 samples, comprising 18 each from Pacific cod and walleye pollock, with equal representation of males and females. Quality control analysis revealed varying levels of DNA integrity across the sample years. While most samples yielded sufficient DNA quantities exceeding 1,000 nanograms, the 2008 samples showed notably lower quality in gel analysis. Samples from 2010 onward demonstrated more promising results, with particularly high-quality large megawatt bands observed in fresh fin clips. The research team maintained detailed laboratory records, including gel electrophoresis results using different staining methods. SYBR safe staining proved more effective than safe stain for visualization, particularly in demonstrating the quality difference between older and more recent samples. Fresh fin clips from 2024 specimens showed especially clear, high molecular weight bands, confirming the superior quality of recently collected samples. This comprehensive genetic study represents a significant contribution to understanding how marine populations respond to environmental changes, particularly during and after marine heatwave events. The careful attention to methodology, sample preservation, and quality control ensures reliable data for analyzing genetic adaptations in cod populations. The research holds particular value for marine conservation efforts and fisheries management, potentially offering insights into how fish populations adapt to changing ocean conditions and thermal stress events. The project's extensive temporal coverage, combined with its detailed documentation of size distribution changes, positions it as a valuable resource for future studies on marine ecosystem adaptation and resilience. The inclusion of both muscle tissue and fin clip samples, along with the preservation of additional organs for future research, demonstrates forward-thinking research design that will benefit the scientific community's understanding of marine species adaptation to environmental change.